A country where no twilight shadows deepen. Unending day where night will never be. A city where the storm clouds cannot gather. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throng around the crystal sea? Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. And when at last we see the face of Jesus, before whose image other loves all flee, for this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throng around the crystal sea? Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me.
And pray that God touch us this morning and help us as we look to His Word, and just have your hand upon us. This morning, you have your Bibles, the book of Revelation, chapter number 1. Revelation, chapter number 1. Singing the songs this morning, this is just what heaven means to me. Singing the songs about, in one day, we're going to get to see Him. And this morning, for just a few minutes, God help us, we want to preach to you on this thought that He's coming. He's coming. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 4, it tells us, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from Him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sin in His own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and they also which pierced Him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Heavenly Father, we do thank You this morning, and we just ask You to help us. I pray, Father, that You put Your hand upon us. Ask You to touch this morning and help us to be an able minister of the Word of God. Pray that You speak to our hearts, and Father, just encourage Your people. I ask You, Father, as we sang that song about a higher plane, that You'd help us. Father, not only this morning, but as You give us the time through this week of gospel gathering, that we could dwell, that we could live on that higher plane. Father, and leave behind those fears and those doubts. And Father, that we might just draw nearer and nearer to Thee, we pray. Bless us now and help us. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen and amen. Behold, He cometh with clouds. It says there in verse number 7. Verse number 4 says, from Him which is, and which was, and which is to come. Amen. He's coming. He's coming. Jesus is coming. Is He coming today? I don't know. Is He coming tomorrow? I don't know. Will it be next week? Will it be next month? Will it be next year? I don't know, but He's coming. Amen. He's coming. I mean, Noah preached a message for 120 years, amen, about the judgment of God, and he said, it's coming. It's coming. But you know what they did? They continued to eat and to drink and to marry and to be given in marriage and just continued their regular old life, amen, living as they always had lived with no regard for the message or the Word of God. Amen, and they continued right on down the same old paths. Amen. And they made fun of Noah and they mocked Noah. Amen. Until the day that it began to rain. Amen. When it began to rain and God had closed the door. Amen. Noah had tried to tell them, it's coming. The judgment is coming. But amen, they didn't listen until Noah got in the ark and it began to rain. Amen. And it rained, the Bible said, amen, for 40 days and 40 nights, amen, it busted up, and amen, it came, and men began to, no doubt, there were some that ran, and Noah probably could hear some of them on the outside beating on that ark, amen, wanting them to open up the door, but the time had passed, the time had come, there was a time that was given, amen, and they would not listen. Listen, we live in a world today, there's been a time that's been given, we're in a period of grace and a time. But amen, the world is not listening. And boy, with the events that's been taking place this week and some of the things that I have read, I tell you what it is, it's disturbing. It reminds us of what God said in His Word about the days that we live in and the danger that we live in and the times. They are perilous times. And I read so many comments this past week. And it reminded me of what happened when Noah built the ark and when he preached for 120 years. Because so many of the remarks was making light and making fun that Jesus, if He's a-coming, He sure is mighty late. Let me tell you something about Jesus and about God. He's always right on time. He always has been. He always will be. Amen. He don't operate on my timetable, nor your timetable, nor the world's timetable. Amen. He operates on His timetable because His is the only one that counts. It's the only one that's right. Ours gets messed up, and if it was left up to us, everything would be in a mess. You say, well, it's in a mess now. Well, amen. The only reason that it's not worse than it is because God still is restraining and keeping and helping. But amen. And guess what? One day He's coming. Amen. Well, I don't believe it, preacher. You can laugh and you can mock and you can do all you want. You ain't got to believe it. Amen. You don't have to believe that Jesus is coming, but it will not change the fact. Amen. He's coming. He's coming. It said, behold, He cometh. Behold, He cometh. But I want to tell you something else. And it's kind of in little two parts here because in a very real way, did you see Jesus yesterday? Have you seen Him yet this morning? Because it's not the fact that He's just coming. Amen. In one sense, amen, He's already here. And we see we go about our daily activities, and God help us as Christians to recognize and to be able to notice and discern when Jesus is here. When He shows up in just the little things of life. You know, He came one time, He came as a, He was a carpenter's son. I mean, that's Joseph, boy. Most folks, they didn't recognize Him then. They didn't see Him. I mean, He came and He taught and He preached even then when He was among them. But amen, there come a time there in the book of John that's talked about many of them that had been following and been listening. They turned away and they went and they didn't follow Him anymore. They didn't know who was there. The very God of the universe that had spoke this world into existence was in their very presence, was walking. Pilate asked the question that so many people ask today. Pilate said, as he stood face to face with Jesus, and he said, "What is truth?" He could have reached out and touched it. It was looking Him in the face, and He didn't recognize it. He didn't know who it was that stood before Him. But He came. Amen. The women went down to the tomb and they saw the gardener. At least that's who they thought it was. But it wasn't. It wasn't the gardener. Amen. It was Jesus. Amen. It was Jesus, but they didn't recognize Him. The Bible talks about seeing Jesus, about entertaining angels. Unaware. Jesus spoke. Amen. In the scripture we find in the book of Matthew, in verse number 25, it says, "Then shall the righteous answer Him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink?" When did we do that? I can't remember that. Jesus said, "When you've done it to the least of one of these, my brother," He said, "you've done it to me." I'm reminded when the sun comes up and when the sun sets, when the stars are out in the sky, amen, when the world, amen, is hurrying by and we get so busy, God sometimes just lets me sit down and just look around and see, amen, that it ain't the fact that He's just coming, but amen, He's here, He's near. He's coming. And in this particular passage, in these verses, as we look to His coming, there's some things that tells us and He says to us about His coming. In this particular verse, we read there in verse number 7, and it said, "He cometh." Now, the way that word is in the definition, it's not just the fact that one day He's going to get up and He's going to come, but it is even now He's on the way. Even now He's on the way. There's movement in our direction even now. He's a coming. He's a coming. Jesus is coming. I pray God let that encourage our hearts. He's a coming. He's coming. Listen, folks, I've said this more than one time, but I mean, we was little, you know, when Grandma and Granddaddy was a coming, Mama got everything ready. They was a coming. When companies are coming, you know, depending on who it is, sometimes you have to do with a few different things, depending on how many, but you're getting ready for a company. They're coming. Boy, we used to sit out on the porch at the house, and us boys, we sit when we knew somebody's coming, and several once in a while we'd sit out there on the porch, and we'd try to guess they're going to be the fifth car that turns in. There was an anticipation. We was waiting. We was watching. We knew they was coming. We didn't know exactly when, but we was trying to guess. Amen. They're going to come and it's going to be this car, that car. Amen. And when we got it wrong, we try again. You know, there's a lot of people been setting dates and times. And amen. And the Bible tells us, amen, we don't know those things. But listen, just because men gets things wrong. Men can't figure things out. That don't mean it ain't going to happen. Just because, amen, men say one thing and nothing happens. Listen, all that does is say that they misspoke. They was out of place. I mean, that don't change anything about God nor about His coming. Amen. But He says He's coming. And while He's coming, amen, and we see Him this morning. If we'll look in every one of us, boy, there's some things that's already happened in our lives that we can look back on and we wonder, well, how was that? And we say, well, that ain't but one explanation. Amen, that's God. Amen, He was there. He was a coming. And He came and He showed up. Amen, right there on time. You know, there's some, and I've told you all this before, but I took the Universal joint out of a truck one day while it was setting up on a rack, and I was under it, and Pam was sitting just outside of it on an old red toolbox. And I forgot to chalk the tires, and that thing, when I disconnected, it rolled off the front of that thing, and I was under that truck. And amen, when the front tire come off of one side of that ramp that it was on, amen, it was about that high off of the ground, and I was up under it. Amen, Pam hollered, I hollered at her, and she jumped, she took off running, and she hollered, and when that truck come off that front, you know what caught it? Some people say, boy, that toolbox caught it. It did. But amen, Jesus was coming. He was there. Amen. He just set it right down on the toolbox and it just stopped right there. I got out. We got it back up on the ramp and done what we should have done to start with. And amen, we got it all fixed. Amen. Listen, there's been things in our life we didn't even know about it. Amen, it's happened to us. And amen, Jesus was there and He was just kind of directing traffic. We didn't even see it coming. We never to this day don't even really know that it happened. But amen, it's a coming. He was there, but listen, the Scripture says not only is He here with us, but amen, there's a time coming when He's going to come suddenly. Yeah. Amen. Amen, suddenly. He's been coming, and it's in motion. And people say, Jesus ain't a coming. Ain't nothing to that. Well, you know, we could say about that flood in Noah's day that it came kind of sudden. It was Friday morning, everything was pretty and it looked good. Everybody was going about, nothing going on. But amen, they woke up to Saturday morning, it was thundering and lightning and water was going everywhere. We can say, boy, that was sudden. Well, it was and it wasn't. No, I've been telling you, it's coming for 120 years. See, the Jesus, He said, behold, He cometh. And amen, we're preaching this morning, but I'm going to tell you something. I had two granddaddies that were preachers. You know what they preached? They said, Jesus is coming. They preached about it a long time ago. There's been men. Listen, I read and study and look at some brothers, some preachers back from the 1700s, 1800s. And you know what they preached about? And they said, Jesus is coming. Amen. And He's been coming all the time. He hadn't ever stopped. And amen, He's a coming. But amen, there's going to be a day, a sudden appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Nahum says in chapter 1 and verse 3, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath His way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of His feet. He's a coming. Well, the wickedness and the evil that we see in the world, even those that this very day stand and mock the thought of Jesus coming, and that there is a God in heaven. Amen. He said one day He's coming, and He said, and He will not at all acquit the wicked. Amen. Just because they don't believe, just because they don't want nothing to do with God, amen, don't mean they're going to escape. Amen. The wrath and the vengeance of Almighty God, He's a coming. He's a coming. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17, then we, talking about the church, the saved, those that are born to God, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Amen. We sang a little bit about some of that this morning. Amen. We're going to get to see Him because He's coming. And amen, He's coming back for His own, for His church, for His children. And He's coming to execute judgment, amen, on all the ungodliness and the wickedness that's in this world.
Amen, amen.
But amen, You know what happens to us in this world? We have troubles and trials. Bad things happen. You know, I can't even call his name right now. The one with cerebral palsy, he preached that message. David Ring. But he preached that message, amen. Bad things happen to good people. Amen. Bad things happen to good people. And we can look through Scripture and we can see time and time again how that, amen, even in the chapter, the faith chapter, if you'll read in the faith chapter, it talks about those heroes of faith, but it tells us one thing about them. It said, these all died. And amen, they died different ways. Some of them died naturally. Some of them were sawn asunder. Amen. Bad things. Preacher, explain that to me. Why has it got to happen that way? I can't. I don't know. Except we live in a world that's sinful and wicked and evil. And amen, and bad things do happen to good people. But amen, it does not change the fact that Jesus is coming. And listen right here. There was a man, the Bible said he was perfect and upright in all of his ways. Amen, and he loved God and he eschewed evil. But amen, something fell upon him and upon his house. He lost his wealth. He lost his children. Amen. Boy, you talking about going through it, but Job was going through it. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. But listen what he said. Job chapter 19. Now he didn't understand everything that was going on. He even cursed the day he was even born. But here's what he knew. In Job chapter 19 verse 26 and 27. He said, and though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. He said, I'm going to see him. Amen. I might be dying. These old worms might be going to devour this old body. But he said, he's a coming. My Savior is coming, and he's coming for me. He's coming for me. He's coming. Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 14 verses 11 and 12, it speaks about every knee and every tongue bowing and confessing. It speaks in verse number 12 about us, every person, that we're going to do what? We're going to give an account unto God, because He's coming. He's coming. In 1 John chapter number 3 and verse 2, it tells us this, beloved, now, right now, if you're born again, if you've been washed in the blood of Christ, it said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Amen, amen. Amen. He's not just coming, but amen, He's coming to make me like Him. Listen, He's been working on me a long time. And boy, He's made some progress in a lot of areas, but I'm going to just confess this morning, He's got a lot that needs to be done. There's a lot about this old preacher that ain't right yet. Amen, but God ain't give up, and He's still working. And one day He's coming, and you know what He's going to do? He's going to let me see Him.
Amen, amen.
And all things are going to be right. We're going to be like Him when we see Him. Amen, we're going to see Him. Listen to this, what it says in Jude chapter 1 and verse 14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of His saints. Amen. He ain't even coming by Himself. Amen. With 10,000 of His saints, He's coming. And amen, those that have already died and gone on, we're not going to prevent them. There hadn't anything happened, amen, that makes it where they're going to see Jesus any less. Amen, they see Him even now. Paul said to be absent from this old body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen,
amen. To be absent from this old body is to be present with the Lord. He's coming. In our text verse, it spoke about it says, and they also which pierced him. They also which pierced him. And what we could think about this morning, and they. There's a lot of they's out there in the world this morning. A lot of those that pierced him. A lot of those that, amen, don't want to have anything to do with God. And here's what the psalmist said in Psalm chapter 22 and verse 16. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. Boy, that worked this morning. Evil men that hate God with every fiber of their being. A wicked world. Boy, we can look at Scripture. Tell you what we can find in Scripture. You can look there and read some through the book of Revelations and you can see some judgments that fall on men and you think, boy, that'd change anybody's mind. But it don't. You know what it does? Boy, it makes them that much more angry. We can look at some things in the Old Testament. We can look there at Sodom and Gomorrah and what God was doing. Amen. And as the angels came there to Lot's house and Lot got them and said, you come in and stay with us. And then the whole city come down there trying to beat down the door. They wanted to get in. They wanted to know those ones that had come in. And Lot stepped out and he tried to talk and he tried to reason with them. But you know what? There wasn't any talking. There wasn't any reasoning to be done. Amen. They had lust and hate and anger in their hearts. They were full of it. God had given them over to a reprobate mind. And the angels actually had to bring Lot and jerk him back into the house. Amen. And then what did he do? He smote their eyes with blindness. They couldn't find the door. Listen, that's the world we live in. A bunch of evil world with many evil men and women that live in the world and they. But amen, even they, you know what? One of these days they're going to see Him. They're going to recognize and they're going to know Him. It says, and all, verse number 7, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him. The Bible says in Revelation chapter number 6, verse 15, and the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of Him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of His wrath is come, and who shall abide to stand? There'll be a day there won't be not one man, not one woman that standing before God in open rebellion that thinks that, boy, they can whoop God. I mean, they're going to run and they're going to hide. Amen, because Jesus is coming. He's coming. Amen. He's coming to redeem His people, to bring us back and to complete that transaction that's already been started. And amen, every transaction that He started, He's going to complete. And He's coming, but He's also coming back to bring judgment upon those. In this verse, it said the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the chief captains, the mighty men. But it goes on, it said every bondman, every free man. Amen. All those, whatever rank they are in this life that know not God, amen, they're going to hide from His face and from His presence. Because He's a-coming. He's a-coming. And it says in Revelation chapter number 19, at the end of that verse, it just says, even so. Revelation tells us in Revelation chapter 19, beginning in verse 1, and after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia! Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are His judgments. For He hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication and hath avenged the blood of His servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia! And her smoke rose up forever and ever. Heard a great voice of much people in heaven. Alleluia! Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. He's coming. Verse 3, and again they say hallelujah. I pray God help us this morning to have a hallelujah to sound up. Amen. In the midst of difficulties, and folks want to know, boy, when things is hard, when everything at your house and my house is falling apart, when it don't seem like nothing works, but when tragedy strikes and things and we're heartbroken in this world, amen, that we'll have a hallelujah. And when folks say, why you got a hallelujah? You can tell them because Jesus is coming. The way it is today, it's not going to be the way it is forever. Amen, today the old skin worms might be devouring this body, but amen, tomorrow, amen, I'm going to wake up in glory and I'm going to see Jesus. Amen, face to face. Nobody's going to have to tell me about what He's like. I'm going to get to see Him for myself.
Amen.
Jesus, He's a-coming. He's a-coming. In Revelation chapter number 22, Revelation chapter number 22 and verse number 20, it says, He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Jesus is a-coming. He's coming. And amen, He's a-calling. For He is. And you know what? In this old world that we live in, and even Jesus standing at the grave, at the tomb of Lazarus, it said, amen, Jesus, He wept. Amen, I believe, well, I believe one reason that He wept is because as He stood there at that thing, He knew what heartache that death was going to bring to the world. Amen. How many times that scene was going to have to be played over and over and over and over again as history rolled out and days come by. But that day He stepped up there and He wept. But amen, through the tears He spoke a word and He said, Lazarus, come forth. You know what they told Mary and Martha? Somebody come in there and told them, they said, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. You know what they said? I mean, I'm paraphrasing it, but they said, He's too late. He's too late. No, like we said in the very beginning, He is right on time. He is right on time. He stepped there to that tomb. He said, roll that stone away. Boy, they rolled it away, and He spoke to Lazarus. Well, amen, what good's that going to do? He did. Because He didn't never a man spake like this man spake. Amen. Even dead men can hear Him when He talks. Amen. He said, Lazarus, He said, come forth. And boy, He came forth. Jesus done showed up. Amen. Things got a lot better. And I tell you, when Jesus showed up, things going to get a lot better. Amen. When Jesus shows up, things going to change. Amen. And I pray God help us that He show up here. Amen. This morning, tonight, and through this week. Amen. That Jesus show up and things get better. Amen. Better for the storm may continue to rage and blow. But God help us. Things can still get better.
Amen.
This week, we've seen the tragedy of assassination. Locally, we've seen some saints of God that I know that, amen, have passed on. Death came. We wonder and we sit and we say sometimes, you know, well, why do these things happen? I don't know. And in some cases, the one doing the assassination probably thought that they was fixing to have a victim. And we can say that in one sense, he said, well, we do, but we got a victim. But amen, they didn't die as a victim. But Jesus was coming. Amen. Jesus was coming. And instead of dying as a victim to encounter death, God's children, when they die, it's not so much that we're encountering death as we're encountering the bridegroom. Amen. The bride is a-coming. Arrayed. And amen, here comes Jesus. Amen. He's a-coming. He's coming. And He's coming to get those that have made themselves ready.
Amen.
Amen. He's a-coming. But death, we don't like to talk about it. We don't like to think about it because it separates us. But amen, the Bible says, precious in His sight are the death of His saints. Jesus, amen, is a coming to get us. Amen, whether it be by way of the grave or whether the skies break open. Amen, and all of a sudden we all go to meet Him in the air at once. But He's coming.
Amen.
And amen, as you stand this morning, as they come with a song of invitation. There's not one man, woman, boy, or girl. There's not one organization. There's not one country. There's not 10 countries together. Amen. That can stop Jesus from coming. He's a coming. He's a coming. And amen, God help us to encourage our hearts. Amen. In the midst of our troubles in this world. Amen. To know Jesus is a coming. If you will, amen, let's sing a couple of verses. And while we sing, if you have a need this morning, I pray, amen, that you come while we sing this song. Amen. If you need prayer this morning, you come.